Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omos and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. It is Boxing Day today and hopefully you and yours have had a wonderful weekend and are still having a wonderful weekend, whether you have tomorrow off or the next 2 days off or the next week off. It's all good. If it's your first time joining us on the African Album Review Podcast, welcome. You have another 170 episodes to catch up on, so you have your work cut out for you. And if you're back yet again, thank you for hanging out with the Motor Kingdom. We appreciate it. And if you do like what you hear, go to buymeacoffee.com/MJOmoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. Otherwise, let's take it to the DRC, Afro-Congo.
The latest African album review is...
For me, the height of Inos B was on the song Yope and then the Yope remix with Diamond Platinum. That is when I became a full-on Inos B fan. Like, that song? Damn. So, I have followed his music for quite a while, some years now. But it's obviously exciting to get an album from him. And depending on who you ask, this is like his sophomore studio album, but he's got like other albums which are not necessarily studio albums, I guess. If you ask other people, this is his first studio album. So I don't know. I'm not even going to try go there. But anyway, he has released Mortel 06 today. And for sure, I'm here for it. So, Mortel 06 released December 26th, 2021 under M-Soul Records. It has 15 songs, which represents 53 minutes of runtime, with the bulk of producer placements going to longtime friend and collaborator, Jizzo. True to Inos B style, the album kicks off with a Ndombolo banger, which is the title track, Mortel 06. And the video was released about 30 minutes before I recorded this review, and as a desert oasis setting, you guys. The choreography, as always, was on point, and the colorful nature of everything highlight, which I love about his videos. Adieu gives us the vocal pipes that got Inos B into the limelight many years ago. This one is Afro-R&B-esque with those occasional 808s to sweeten the concoction on top of the sultry guitar strums. I mean, this one I tip it to be a favorite and a potential single. You get a similar R&B type sound on Sukali and Doremi, which has a really catchy chorus actually. The overall song has a nostalgic feel to it as well in that R&B realm. Another R&B vibe is Tok Tok, again with those sweet, sweet guitars. And this one is bouncier than the others and really made me wonder if Inos B is more of an R&B type guy as a listener. Maybe even as an artist, I'll listen to his previous music and find out. There is no shortage of surprises as the pace really picks up on Mortel 06, and that's on songs such as Buchu, which is really that Afro-Congo sound, and it also mentions the famous prophet Bushiri. Or maybe it's a word that's just similar out there, I don't know. Then Naomi Campbell, a dance number that doesn't have much to it, but it is ridiculously infectious. The chorus is repetitive and just goes Naomi Campbell, Naomi Campbell. That's basically, that's not the whole song, but anyway, yeah, you get it. There are full-on Afrobeats numbers on Mortel 06, such as African Girl, which is in such Wizkid territory beats-wise. A collab here with Wizkid on a remix would be absolute fire. Absolute fire. Inos B, do something. Inos B digs into his Zouk bag on songs such as ADU as well. Mocktail 06 is really a mixture of genres and cannot be assigned just one tag. You get infusions between R&B, Afro House, Congolese Rumba, Ndombolo, a little bit of Zouk and Afro Beats as well. Interestingly, at least from my research so far and even just listening to the album really doesn't have any features at all. And this is a curious move considering his level of star, which would mean Enos B could collaborate with just about anybody on the scene if he wanted to. But nah, he decided to give an undiluted version of his music, something I highly respect actually. And it's not easy to do from a musician perspective because it's bloody tempting to actually collaborate with other people and get different vibes on your music. But hey, Enos B is Enos B, and he's a king. The multilingual abilities or capabilities of Enos B are on full display with mostly Lingala, French, and a little bit of English being on display on the album. And it's something we've come to expect if you've listened to his previous work, and it just gives him a bit of an edge over other artists who might not be able to deliver as much in terms of the linguistic prowess. Production-wise, Mocktail 06 or 06 delivers as expected, and the soundscapes show how much of a diverse artist Enos B is. And I just mentioned the linguistics as well, now add the music to it. He can occupy the entire spectrum, from slow ballad types to the faster Congolese Rumba right through to Ndombolo persuasions. I mean, bro, this is part of what makes him so good at appealing to the wider audience. Overall, I managed to pick out plenty of songs to add to my favorites list. You know, the one I put on a Saturday morning while cleaning the house for like 3 hours? Yeah, that one. A guaranteed listen. This could well be a no-skips album for the Enos B fan, for sure, and I'm one of them, so no doubt I'm just going to be playing this song, this album throughout this Christmas, New Year holiday period. And yeah, it's definitely worth the listen and worth a try if you've not been exposed to Enos B music, and I assume you'd have been living under a rock, because he's easily one of the best Congolese artists out there right now. And Mocktail 06 is available on all streaming platforms, so do check it out. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndai ndai.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.